It's Wednesday morning, and about this time each Wednesday morning, we check in with the folks from the town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of the program. They call it the JBO Show, and we'll call it the very same, too. Joining us this morning, Jonesboro Mayor Chuck Vest. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty well, thanks. I appreciate there, and we'll just roll right in here, too. I know the Board of Mayor and Alderman had a recent meeting. Fill us in on some of the things that took place.
Yeah, it was a very productive meeting. We probably had 30 agenda items on there, but
wow.
It was a good one. Most important thing I think we did, we filled our position as our park and rec director. It's been something we've been looking for a while, and you know, in Jonesboro, we've got great parks, and we're getting ready to make them even better at Persimmon Ridge and at our new school site. We hired Mike Music. He was the park and rec superintendent at Bristol, Virginia. So we're excited about having him come aboard with all of his experience. We should hit the ground running there.
Yeah, it sounds good. So Parks and Rec definitely taking a big step forward there. What else?
Well, probably something I was pleased with the most. We had BCS, our auditors, at our meeting to talk about our performance last year, and they gave us a very good standing on our financial health. So it was exciting to hear that. Probably even better than hearing our financial health is very good was just the performance by our new town recorder, Robert Anderson. He came into a pretty tough situation, was able to kind of stabilize that and really just get compliments from BCS. So it says a lot about his ability. So we're in good hands going forward there in our finance department. So that was welcomed, and we had some good updates about our Lincoln Park project. I toured that a couple of days ago, and our crews are making good progress on that new park near our senior center, and it's looking outstanding, but we have to have it ready for inspection in about 2 weeks, so we're trying to finish up some things real hurriedly, so hopefully the weather will cooperate with us, and if we get that park done on time, we're submitting a grant request with the state of Tennessee. And we're hoping to, capture a million-plus grant to kind of help with some other parks and at our school site. So it's a kind of a busy and exciting time here in Jonesboro right now.
No kidding. Let me ask you this, Chuck. Does Jonesboro have a full-time grant writer?
Well, we've got probably the best one in the state, and that's we won't call him our full-time grant writer, but that's something Bob Browning.
Of course.
Kept him on board. He's on as in a part-time status, but we get full-time work out of him. But between him and Rachel Conger there, we do an outstanding job in that area.
Wonderful to hear. So Mayor Chuck Vest bringing us up to speed on what took place at the Board of Mayor and Alderman meeting, too. Wanted to ask, because each time I check with you, the progress continues to amaze me. How about the rollout of water to to Jonesboro and Washington County folks, too? How's that going?
It's going very good. We've got, a crew just devoted to, getting some of those new water lines out into the county, working closely with them. But it's going great, and we're already, thinking about the future along that line, too. We had a good update from Alderman Wolf. He's kind of the liaison about our new water plant expansion. And, we're trying to set the town of Jonesboro up for success in that area in the next 3 to 4 years of improving our water lines and improving our plant. It's full speed ahead on that.
Tell you what, there's certainly no moss growing on the north side of the town of Jonesboro, for sure. It's the opinion and the observation, and an accurate one, of course, from his perspective. Mayor Chuck Vest joins us periodically on the JBO Show to let us know exactly how the town is functioning and the ways that it is serving the citizens of Jonesboro. Chuck, always a pleasure. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Carl. Enjoy your day.